We know that the police are now going to be using a drone to disperse people if they're gathering in groups of more than two. And we just wanted to help you guys out with a possible voice for the drone. We're going to play it for you.
I'm John Hughes, just over the causeway in Victoria Park. Now, what are you people doing not social distancing? I've got a big fine here and I'm prepared to make you pay for it. Now, get into your cars before I give you a full service history and drive away.
What do you think, Gary? Could you use that voice as a voice of authority?
It's not a bad voice, and it is quite authoritative, that's for sure. But look, we're pretty comfortable with the voices we got.
Okay. Yeah, I heard it down the beach the other day. It's pretty strong. It's RoboCop style, yeah. Gary. Yeah, and doing the job for sure. People were instantly dispersing. Yeah. Well, there's...
well, we do ask. You know, I'm a person who frequents the coastal area a lot, and look, we just ask for common sense from everyone. You know, no one. We don't want to have real heavy restrictions on things that are, you know, giving people great respite at the moment, like beaches and all those type of things.
So, of course.
But the people who are going to stop us having that great opportunity are the people who don't follow the rules. Because sooner or later, if everyone doesn't do the right thing, there'll have to be restrictions put in place. But if everybody, please, you do the right thing, we can trust everybody as a community, then there's less need for change in terms of what we can do from a day-to-day perspective. Don't hang around the front of cafes. Don't walk in big groups.
Yep.
Don't mill around showers at surf clubs and beaches, those type of things.